Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear, I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to a very exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
It is exciting, actually. It feels like we're back. I don't think we've been away, but it does feel like we're back. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Thomas, because we had two episodes recorded at the Mac Comedy Festival, but now we're back in our spiritual home. This was recorded at the Phoenix. So it's back on terra firma, I would say.
Well, and also, it feels like the first episode of the school year.
Right.
Down. It feels like we're back. And now with the big kids. Dun. We're the big kids of podcasting. We're year 11.
Does that mean we're going to bully other people rather than each other?
Yeah.
Tom has an academic diary and he still sort of operates on September as the start of the year, which it isn't. It's the end of the year.
But we're it now, feels.
It feels if you have a paper academic diary like a schoolboy, then yeah. I think this is all part of your sort of your Peter Pan syndrome is what it is.
Can I just put this to listener dear though, right?
Yeah, go on.
If September's the start of the year.
No, it isn't. So that's, right? You can't start with a false premise.
If you keep September as the start of the year.
This is like listening to
like
Jordan Peterson.
Day, you banish those January blues. Right?
Okay, go on. Explain that.
You banish those January blues because
you get September blues instead.
Well, no, because the September's the start of the year, so you feel pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hold on, what is it? Wait a minute. What's going on here?
I'm saying, there's something good about the system of start the year in September, finish the year in July, and have August off. That to me feels, and then your bluesy bit isn't bluesy, it's the summer holidays, and then you get back to the grind, off we go.
If we agree with you, can we stop talking about this?
Yeah,
it's a great idea, man. It's a great idea.
Well, in which case, then I'm going to carry on talking about it. Because the January blues don't have anything to do with the fact it's the start of the year. They have the fact to do with the fact it's very dark. You know, we finished Christmas, which is big and exciting. And Christmas, you're not removing Christmas from your year. You're not moving Christmas through to around to July, are you? So Christmas still happens in December. And January is still the post Christmas blues. That's what it is. It's the post Christmas.
You weren't
blues.
Kidding when you said you wanted to keep talking about it.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah.
It's because I refused his right to reply.
I refused to accept your premise. Anyway,
whatever our opinions, let's agree to disagree and say this is the first episode of the year. And boy, what a treat we have for you today. Who are our guests, Matthew?
Oh, come on, Tom.
It's all fresh in his head because it's the first of the year.
I think you've got the September blues here. This is I certainly do. It's the wonderful Helen Bauer and the fantastic Nina Conti. This was a real fun episode to record. We recorded it towards the end of the year, I would say, in June.
Yes, in the dying embers of the year.
But you're hearing it now at the very start of the year.
Yes. Oh, two absolutely stellar guests.
Yeah, they're both brilliant.
Absolute international stars of the comedy world, and two guests we've been trying to get on for ages. We finally get them in on the same episode.
Really delighted.
What a treat it was.
Really
before
delighted.
We get into that, we need to tell you about some upcoming records that we've got going on. Clarkie?
Oh! Yes! Well, if you're sprightly and move quickly, there's one tonight, I believe.
That's right, there is. There is one tonight.
You're talking to yourself here, Clarkie.
Yeah. If I could just get my knees moving. It's at the Phoenix in Cavendish Square with Jen Ives and Will Duggan. It's going to be a belter.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. Very excited to, obviously when we've recorded this, we haven't done either of our two year-starting episodes with Annie Magliano and Alistair Beckett-King. We haven't done that yet, but when you're listening to it, we will have done it. And I can only assume it was an absolute belter.
Totally.
Yeah.
But we've got that one. We've also got coming up the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival on the 9th of October. If you can get yourself to Ballon. Oh, we've got a double bill recording for you. We're going to be recording at 5 in the afternoon with our guests, the wonderful Birthday Girls. And then the Birthday Girls are going to be doing a recording and we're going to be their guests.
Yes.
So you get to, it's like one of those brilliant crossover episodes that they seem to do so well in America. They never really did here. We thought it's time. We're going to bring the crossover episode to the UK.
Are you talking about like crossover podcasts or crossover TV shows?
Well, they kind of do it as crossover TV shows, but we're bringing it into the podcast world.
Yes, love that's it. Right.
I think I'm right in saying it's the first time hosts of one podcast have gone on to be guests.
Tom, can I ask you to do podcast? Can I ask you to do one thing? Could you grab a dictionary or go on dictionary.com or something and look at the word first? Because are real struggles for you.
My mistake. I'm so sorry. That was my mistake. It's the first time this year that someone would
October, of course, very close to the start. October, very much the February of the year, I'd say.
Very much so. That's what they call it. So come on down to Balham, the gateway to the south
of London. That's right. Cheerfulearful.co.uk for tickets for that. Eventbrite, eventbrite.co.uk. I know you always enjoy it when I spell it out, Tom. Eventbrite for the tickets to Jen Ives and Will Duggan tonight. That is the 6th of September. Remember.
Come and tell us your news resolution.
Yes, it's we're going to start the year strong. But all that remains is to say, oh, of course, as well, I should say this, if you join the Patreon, you get discounted tickets to that show. So join
You'll be
the
making
Patreon,
your money back immediately.
Straight away you make your money straight back.
Such a good deal,
so
guys.
Patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share. Enjoy that. And enjoy this episode with Helen Bauer and Nina Conti. Tom Bell!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you filthy fucker?
Oh, Matthew, you are a filthy fucker.
It's true, but I want to keep on fucking. Right?
And there's only one way to do it.
The filthier the better, yes. But I need to get my little bod in shape.
What?
Yeah, so one of you two has got to install the home gym.
We've got to install the home gym.
It's a classic household chore. You do
run
it.
Run out of chores. It's finally happened.
You do it fortnightly. It's on the rotor.
Install it again.
One of you two has got to install the home gym.
Oh, mate, well, it's not going to be me.
No, why not?
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
But also,
seems reasonable.
Yeah, play.
Also, Matthew, what's the difference?
Oh, no.
Oh, hello.
Between Jim Broadbent and my local gym?
I don't know. What is the difference between Jim Broadbent and your local gym?
I've never shat myself in Jim Broadbent.
National treasure. National treasure.
That might be our first ever joke. We finally made it.
Well, Tom, redress the balance.
Oh, God. I'm not going to install the gym because I had a terrible time the last time I tried to run a gym. I ran it with Member of Parliament Ed Miliband. Yeah, and Ed Miliband ran the gym together, and we had three members: Liam Neeson, Ian Botham, and Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
But Ian Botham and Barbara Streisand didn't get on, which meant that whenever one of them was using the gym, the other one had to leave, right? And Liam Neeson's problem is he couldn't do sit-ups without the help of Ed Miliband.
Okay.
But my other problem is that Ed Miliband couldn't understand his task without being told to do it three times, right? So honestly, when you were around my gym, it was constantly like Ed's holding Neeson's toes, Neeson's toes, Ed's holding Neeson's toes and Streisand's here so both them goes. Ed's holding Neeson's toes.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
flat
slam down.
Slam down.
Hello, everybody. everybody, and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, I'm going to fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're going to rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my eyes says, leave it alone, Jim, 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 Hello, guys.
We've come in very hot here. We're never going to be able to take this.
A lot of singing top of the show. A lot of singing. But you can't set up the gym on your own. Who have you brought to spot you tonight? Ben.
I have brought my personal trainer.
Oh, no.
Wait. Personal trainer. Can I just say, is she getting you in shape or are you dragging her behind you? Which one is it? Or both?
It's Helen Bauer.
Helen Bauer.
This is fucking terrifying. I am genuinely frightened.
Listen, don't be frightened. You're very, very welcome here, Power Bauer. Now listen, what kind of a flatmate are you?
The best flatmate ever.
Yes?
Yes.
How does that manifest itself?
I just think I'm really, I think I'm a good housemate. Don't
have
ask my housemate.
Have your flatmates ever told you? Yeah, that's a crucial question.
No, my last fucking flatmate, her name's Emma Black, she's not here. She's not my best friend from school, she's a fucking bitch. She basically, this is amazing.
She sounds like a lovely person.
So she was like, I'll do all the interior decorating for a rented flat, and I was like, okay. And she was like, I'm not basic, don't call me basic, it makes me cry. And then she bought a Taylor Swift quote that she framed. And it was like, okay. And then she put up a sign by her front door that said, today is a good day for a good day, during the pandemic. And I really casually was like, we both got depression, she cried and ran away. I was like, I don't know what to fucking do. And then she bought a one bed flat, which is a fucking dick move. And then now I have to live with a male comedian.
Why
not?
That's worse news.
It's awful.
Oh dear.
But fewer quotes on the walls.
He does big toilet in the and it takes him like 20 minutes and then
wait, is that long?
Big toilet, like five tops. 20, you're playing around with something. No?
Maybe yeah. Or just getting a rest from your housemate.
We should say that Tom and Helen live together.
And he fucking loves it.
It's a big toilet.
But I'm a good housemate.
You seem like a good housemate.
Yeah.
It's everyone else that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah, pretty much. Tom, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes,
no,
I know. Mustn't. A menagerie of animals have escaped.
Your what?
A menagerie of animals.
Are you having a threesome with these animals, Tom? Because...
Do you mean that's why they were escaping.
Do you mean menagerie?
Menagerie! That's how they pronounce it in Aladdin, right?
Right,
No! He's got a world-class menagerie! Prince Ali, fabulous Steve, Ali Ababa.
Okay, we all know the words here, guys. The Disney Corporation are famously litigious, so let's not sing too much of it.
Well, listen, all you need to know is my favourite animal wrangler is here. It's Nina Conti!
Nina Conti is here. Nina, what do you like to live with? Well, firstly, how long's your big toilet? Now, what do you like to live with?
I think I'm okay. I'm very facilitating. Resentful. No, I'm not. I'm pretty messy and ashamed about that. I kill ants. I am bad at leaving the house. I have a lot of tantrums on leaving the house, and I throw my objects. I have to punish them if I've lost them.
Okay, right. Back up the truck slightly here on this. Okay, yeah. So you've got objects that you need to leave the house.
I get very cross with them.
Okay.
The keys and the keys.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I hate them.
Have you not got a special place where you're supposed to?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I don't want to go the same way as the ants. So, and when you eventually find your keys,
you're punching your keys. That seems like...
That's painful. I throw them. the ants. No, I don't know. Is this even true? I have punished things, objects. I have.
How do you punish it? What objects do you punish?
Good, give them a good throw.
Do you give voice to your objects? Do they? Yeah. Do you have conversations with them?
Yes, I make them go. Ow.
I won't do it again. That's what I start, yeah.
But it wasn't enough.
Oh, you want more? Oh, yeah. Tom's getting genuine. Tom's getting genuine a bit. Tom, you're not having a menagerie with the keys, all right? It's not happening.
Your keys, they sound quite into it.
Yeah, they're into it. They're naughty. yeah,
Tom, do you need a second?
You've gone so red, Tom. That sign behind you was blue when that story started.
I've turned neon.
Well, I think it's fair to say that our guests are in their PE kits, apart from Clark, who's forgotten his, that's to do with vest and pants. So let's find out who's to be picked first as we play round one. Woo!
Ah, push on. Oh, push on. Push up, push up good. Ooh, tubby tubby, I am so tubby. Ooh, tubby tubby, I am so tubby. Push up. Push up. Push up. Push up good. Too much food and drink beer, they said to join a gym. But that's 200 a month, and I can't even swim. And dominoes make me feel dumb, so I just bought a mat so I can do some push-ups. Yeah, I'll push up on that. Ah, push up. Oh, yeah, but pushing good, but push-ups are hard, yeah. I said it so soonly, they make them look so easy. When they do them in a movie, I only managed one because I'm old and fat. I said, fuck it. And I just took a nap.
Wow. That was genuinely, it was like tapping into your inner monologue. It was amazing. It was really good. So the first round is called Peloton Bellatone. I'm going to give each of our guests a famous song about bicycles, Peloton, and I'm going to ask them to sing it in a foreign language, Bellatone. Don't worry, I've run the lyrics through Google Translate. All you have to do is follow the tune and try and make your pronunciation as inoffensive as possible. Your teammate has to guess which language you're singing in. 1 point for a correct guess, but up to 10 for performance, so get your diaphragms ready. I hope you brought your diaphragms. So, Helen, we're going to start with you.
Great!
Helen, your bike song is Daisy Bell, aka A Bicycle Built for Two. But Ben,
yes.
Which language is Helen treating us to? Okay.
Do I have to guess now?
No. I'll tell you what. You can give it a guess now if you want.
May we? Spanish.
Well, we'll find out after this. Here's your theme.
Daisy, Daisy.
English.
Give me je antwoordu. Ik ben half gek allemaal voor die liefde van jou. Het wordt geen stil woogwillig. Ik kan me geen kus verloren. Maar je wilt er lief en ik zie in op die stoel van een fiets geboen wordt wie.
That was good!
That was really good!
That was really, really good.
Really good.
Are there any genuine Scottish people in the audience? That was pretty accurate. It was really.
Thank you.
Can Can I change my initial answer?
You can, you can. I tell you what, I'm going to award, while you think about it, I'm going to award, I think I'm going to give you 9 out of 10 points there, because that was so...
What would have made it 10 out of 10? I don't want to be a dick. I'm not being a dick, but I'm just curious because I feel like I...
Sorry, did I say 9? I meant 8 out of 10 points.
I like it.
That's so mean!
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Fine, I'll take it.
Okay. So to make up that crucial point there, Clarky.
Okay. I think it was...
You can feel it.
Yeah, ooh. Bit of...
I think it's German.
No.
Oh, does the audience know? Dutch. It was, of course, Dutch. Ah. Dutch was the language we were looking
that
for.
That was so obvious. Ich ben instead of ich bin.
Yes. Where were you, Ben? It's right there.
Es ein richtiger Arschloch. Kann nicht mehr.
How many German people have we got in the audience? That was a...
Gibt es Deutsche hier? Nee.
Okay,
just me.
Nina, you are up next. You're going to be singing Steppenwolf's "Paean to the Open Road," "Born to be Wild."
Not sure they were on push bikes, were they?
They're on bikes, right? Occasionally, they had to get off and push. We're not doing Katie Mellower, all right? Okay.
Can he interrupt at the point where he knows?
he can, but I don't know if he will.
Let's find out, I guess.
The option is always there. I appreciate that Helen had one verse and you've got 7 there.
It takes a long time
to get to the bit where they actually sing "Born to be Wild." You know, there's a lot of beach to get to the sea.
Okay, let's do it.
That's a beautiful... Emma would fucking love that on a magnet. Lose her mind.
Okay, so...
Will you be doing this as Nina or as your keys, maybe? I don't know.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Let's not think about it.
Please
guys,
do it.
Let's do it, quickly. Do it.
Okay.
Quickly.
DJ Caution, if you will, please.
I hope it's a fast beat. Oh. Now. Faites tourner votre moteur.
Sorry.
Oh, the tide's gone out.
Votre moteur. Yes. Partez sur les autoroutes. Alors, je l'adventure. Dans tout ce qui nous arrive. Que cher, il va y arriver. Prends le monde dans le trait d'amoureuse. Tirez vos croûtes, vos aimés dans le froid. Elle explose dans l'espace. J'aime le... Prends le bel maître lourd. Corse avec le vent. Les champignons. Pour le monde en être heureux. Oh, when's the chorus?
Like a true
nature. Oh, here. Ne pour être sauvage. Yeah. Wow. Ça wow. Sera difficile. Right. Alors, très difficile.
Très difficile.
La poutre, la misère, c'est.
So, I mean, a valiant effort. I'm going to give you 8.5.
Fuck off! Fucking mental! That is arguably mental! And right, she came into the wrong place.
Whoa!
No, why won't fucking lower your hands, son?
Whoa!
She came into the wrong place. She didn't have the line.
Helen!
Oh, this is fucking bullshit! Oh, right, then. Oh, no, fine, have it. She needs it. I don't care. I'm honestly... Disgusting, though. And then spoken the language afterwards, which I think is cheating, but never mind.
Tom, have you got any idea what language? Ignore the bit where Nina was speaking, all right? Strike that from your mind. Just the singing.
Yes. At the start, it sounded a bit like Animal from the Muppets.
Yep.
And then I think it became very French.
It was French, of course it was. 9.5 points there. Clarky, now you are up next. Your bike song is LDN by Lily Allen.
Oh, fucking love that song.
Yeah. Song.
Well, you're going to hear it garbled in a different language. So, Helen,
what we've realised is there's not that many songs about bikes.
No, not really. But this is a corker, this song. So,
wait,
good
so I've got to guess the language as well.
No, no.
Oh, no, it is there. Sorry.
You
I don't read English.
I was going to say good luck to Helen, but I think it's more good luck to Clarky.
Good luck to the audience, yeah. More than anything.
Clarky struggles in his own native tongue, so I'm excited about this. Okay, so LDN, sung in a different language by Ben Clark. Off you go.
Oh.
Like the clean old slalom, Pammy, Clenna, Helga, Dagen. Fosmuk, Duk, Sung, Tonk, Ifron, Himmig, Cooksack, Think. Deg, Votuma, Diglock, Zivlis, Rolik, Langley, O'Clay. Fosha, Lule, Jackson, Gay, Over, Egg, Liga. Uri, Digga, Bojok, Bully. Uri, Vin, Uri, Vilu. Uri, Vin, Crank saved your great pan. Gratulately, Garuntai London. Where am I?
London.
You're in London, mate, yeah.
You're in London.
This is one of the rare versions of London where Lily Allen gets lost halfway there. This song's called London, mate. Where am I?
Oh my God.
Guys,
amazing.
I blacked out. What happened?
Yeah.
Did I win?
I just got a new ringtone. That's all I know.
Okay. Yeah, really good. Really, really
that
good.
That was really good.
Clarky, I think that was really...
10 out of 10.
Really good stuff, Bess. I'm going to give him 9 out of 10. You threw yourself into it, Clarky, with true gusto. I enjoyed it. Helena, what language was Clarky attempting there? I'll give you... I would say... Don't be distracted by the accent or the words.
I was going to go Scandi, but that was because of the accent.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to finish. Ooh. Oh, no, don't ruin my, like... No. A whole crowd groaning and then one woman, no.
No.
She didn't sound very Finnish. I don't think she knows. That'd be like a nay or something, wouldn't it? I'm sticking.
Sticking with Finnish?
Yeah, screw her. Finnish.
I'm afraid it wasn't Finnish. I could throw it over to the other side. You know what it was?
Go on, Nina.
Swedish.
It was Swedish!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. That gave me no pleasure whatsoever.
Don't be sorry, but it was word perfect.
Also, look at him. He looks Swedish.
Yeah.
Do we have any Swedes in the audience? Lots of Norwegians. Lots of Norwegians. How? I mean, I know...
How? How and why? We've got to book a tour. Big in Norway.
Was that anything like Swedish from your experience in Sweden? Okay, fine, sure.
What would you fucking know? You're from fucking Norway!
Chill out, mate.
Helen, look what you've done to Ben!
He's got 10 out of 10, I'm backing him
away! Yeah, fucking right!
Fucking kill him!
He's normally laid back!
Guys, I tell you what. The break couldn't come soon enough, really, at this stage. But we do have the small matter of Tom. I'm going to give you, there are your lyrics. Now, you're singing Bicycle Race by Queen. Absolute classic, which, on listening to it today, is a much more complicated song than I remember it being.
Yes!
It's like a new song every 5 seconds. And, I mean, Queen are a talented band, but you, of course, are a talented man. So good luck, Tom. I believe in you. Okay. Nina, we're looking for the language that Tom is singing in.
Okay.
Off you go. It comes in quite speedy here, Tom. So
I always do.
Yes. So
gross.
Menage fast.
Give him a pint.
I'll give him one. I'll take one away from you. Okay. So
okay.
On your saddle.
Right.
And off you go.
So be fast and loose. Jen, let's not be too worried about...
Let's not be too worried about anything, Tom. About,
yeah,
come
great,
on.
Okay, great. Beer! Beer! Wait, go, you so, have to go again.
Sorry, sorry.
Okay, watch me for the start, okay?
I think... hey, Tom. It's unconventional, but yeah, if you could come in sort of just before Tom comes in, but he's not going to tell you when he's going to come in, okay? He's just going to shout the word beer.
Watch me for the changes, okay, okay, guys?
Yeah, so just, you're going to have to caution him. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to have to do it, all right? I don't know how, but a lot of eye contact is needed here, caution, I think. Okay? All right, here we go. Good luck, everybody.
Beer clatter! Beer clatter! Vogley, beer clatter! Vogley under beer! Bicletta, fogli, fer un giro con la mia bikini, blonda blen bicletta, fogli, fer un giri con la mia bikini, fogli, guardi il matera, tu ti sei nero, hai addisso bianco, ti dici a Piero, hai addisso modero, tu ti sei squabello, tu mi dai raggios, non è me la Star Wars!
Star Wars?
Barcelona. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, can you do the fandango? Me clatter!
Tom Parry, everybody, Tom Parry!
Wow!
Wow!
Great.
Great.
Wow! Bicletta.
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 If I don't know what language bicletta is, that's a problem because I couldn't hear any other words.
Yeah. Wow. You heard Scaramouche, Scaramouche. Surely.
Yeah, I heard Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't focus too much on Barcelona. No.
It just became Cleta. A bit of a medley in my brain.
Cleta.
Any idea? Well, I tell you, I'll give the points to Tom first of all.
Yes, do that first.
It was good. It was really good. Was it as good as the original? Maybe. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you 10 out of 10 for that. But
it was powerful.
It was so powerful.
He was vibrating and with the red light.
Like a fart through the ceiling. It was vibrating.
Can you
give us that? What's the powerful nation that he was trying to kind of conjure up here?
Italy.
It yeah! was Italia!
Bene. Mucho bene.
So, producer Emma, can you give us the scores in English, if you please, at the end of that round?
The audience got one.
Oh, congratulations, the audience there.
Well done, off the scoreboard. Ben and Helen got 17.
Yes!
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know if you...
Panditor.
Thank you.
And Tom and Nina got 21 and a half.
Oh, right. So Tom and Nina are in the lead, but Ben and Helen, are they already out for the count? We'll find out in part two. See you after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before the break, Tom and Nina were in the lead. I hope that doesn't continue. Tom and Nina were in the lead. That hasn't changed, and neither has my need to pump my guns.
What?
Whoa. That's right, so I got to pump my guns, guys. So let's separate the dumbbells and the dum-dums, and we play round two. It's flat games.
Let's play together games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Listen to that, Norwegian podcast convention. This is the sound of successful British podcasting.
Okay, guys, we get it.
Yes.
Turns out we didn't get it. This week, we're playing our version of Scrabble, which we're calling Words with Guests. I'm going to give...
This is so fucking stupid.
Oh, Nina's leaving.
I'm going to give each team a scene to play out and a bag of Scrabble tiles. Each time you go to speak, you have to grab a tile, which gives you the letter your sentence will begin with. 5 points for each player, depending on how well you use your tiles. Helen and Ben, kick things off. There's yours, Helen. There's yours, Ben.
Thank you.
Okay. Now... You are going to be kicking us off with a visit to the post office. That is the scene you'll be playing out.
Right you are. What letter was that? It's a P.
Double U. Okay. So one of you works there. Have you lost a tile already, Clarky? I tell you, just keep them all in the bag and take one out at a time.
Okay. It's very confusing.
I've
already eaten three of them.
Are we replacing the tiles or are we putting them back in?
Have you brought your own tiles to replace them with? I would say once they're out of the bag, leave them out of the bag, okay? That's sort of the standard Scrabble rules, right?
He's thought of it all. If you play...
So, one of you works in the post office, the other one's trying to post something. I'll leave you to work out who that's going to be.
Okay.
Just to make it a little more interesting, Nina and Tom, what would you like these guys' post office-based scene to be called? Come up with a title for the scene, and we will play it out. Have a little chat about what that might be.
We should have a chat about this. Okay. Something like a driver's license or an application.
No, I don't know how to do that because I don't drive. Don't be dicks.
Okay, not that.
Like my parcel's too big.
Tom!
I don't know. Sorry, are the mic's on?
Yeah. Listen.
Your package is too large.
Yeah.
Sorry,
your package. It's too nice.
Tom's got another ringtone.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Let's go for that.
The package is too nice?
My package is too nice.
Yeah. My package is too nice.
That's the title of the scene.
So who out of the two of you is going to be the sort of postmaster and who's going to be the
customer? I'll be the...
How nice is your package? Like, just in general.
Have you started?
Obviously not.
They're just doing a bit of background work with the characters.
Oh, like all the great improvisers do. Just a short discussion before you start.
How should we finish?
That's it's a great package.
Have you started? What's going on?
No. Come on, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, Crosley.
Sorry for holding the show up, Clarky. Who's going to be the postmaster?
I'm going to be working at the post office.
Clarky's the postmaster.
Oh, patriarchal. It's post-triarchal.
Okay, Clarky, let that be struck from the record. Take
I
a big.
It was pretty good.
That's right. That's the problem, Clarky. Not enough beer. So, my package is too nice. Has to be worked into the scene as well as your letters. Ben, if you'd like to take your first letter, and off we go.
Oh, hello.
That's three letters.
You're allowed to. You're allowed to use other letters once you've used that letter, otherwise we've got a weird scene.
Right you are.
Today, please, give us your letter.
A.
Don't play silly buggers with me. There's a queue.
For reals, I have to send a package.
Shut up.
Okay.
With Helen, it's the words she's not saying.
I don't really understand what they're doing.
You're doing very well. Keep going.
Very good. So, give us your package, please.
There you go. You might notice it's really nice.
Yeah. Wait. Wait a minute.
It's a nice package.
Unbelievably nice. And that's the problem.
What? There's a problem with it being too nice? WTF?
What letter was that?
I went, Think, Tom.
Can I just check? Are we doing this until all the letters are gone?
Shame, I know, but I'm afraid the package is too nice.
Zoetrope it is. Nice zoetrope. That was good when you think about it. Because you've got a choice of two words there. Zebra or zoetrope.
Yeah. You're starting to test my patience.
Suck on my clit. I don't know.
Have you been to a post office before?
That's the one. We listened to him singing that Push It song for Tempo. Suck on my clit. It's nice. Take my package.
Okay, well, that was... That was nice. That was nice.
That was basically... The first bit of a porno.
It was all the bits of a porno.
The one you've really got to search for.
Okay, so, I mean, I've really got to give 5 points.
Have you?
No, I haven't actually. Now I think about it. Okay, so, Helen, I think, you know, you brought the scene to a definite climax.
Thank you.
So for that, I'm going to give you 4. I'm going to give Clarky 3. 7 points!
Yay. Is that out of 10 or 5?
Out of 5 each.
Oh, that's fine then. Yeah, thank you.
That's okay. Okay, here you go. Tom, those are yours.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Clarky? There we go.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Tom and Nina, you are next to play. Your scene is a fan meeting their hero. Okay, I'll let you decide who's who. Helen and Ben, what is their scene going to be called? It's a fan meeting their hero.
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be that one.
How about like something like, a fan kills George W. Bush.
You know what I mean? But like, give it a really dark twist to fuck him over. Like, a fan kills George W. Bush whilst watching Schindler's List at the cinema.
Well, this is nothing if not topical. It's about time someone stuck the boot in on George W. He's had it too good for too long. When is he going to go?
Just really hope I get a W.
Yeah.
Or an M.
I think it might be about his dad.
Yeah.
That was okay, a good joke, actually.
Is that your final title, though, of the fan?
Yeah, we're very confident with that.
Okay. So a fan kills George W. Bush whilst watching Schindler's List at the cinema.
Yes.
That's the title of the scene.
Yeah, the scene.
We'll chat about this afterwards,
okay.
Clarky.
Yeah. Because Clarky, remember the little chat we had at the break where I was give him something that can lead towards a punchline?
Yeah, yeah. A death is a great punchline.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I think genuinely, you've upset Tom. But it's okay, he's got a very good poker face. Okay.
Oh, shall we?
Shall we? Do you want
I tell you what, could you, I'm just I'm going to make it easier on you.
Oh, no.
Forget. No, no. No, I think.
We got, like it.
Easier on the listener. Lose the Schindler's List.
That's fair.
That's
fair.
Got Spielberg in the audience. Okay. So, a fan murders their hero in the cinema. Let's call it that, right? Okay?
Schindler looks like a good fellow.
Yeah! Oh my God, you hit
that. I like it too.
Oh, you're a fan of cinema?
Oh, are you from somewhere else?
Good question.
President I was, back in the day, of course.
Dickhead.
Fair enough.
But I like you.
My word, he's made it black and white.
Every good film is black and white.
Octopussy?
I put it back.
Every good film is black and white.
Elephant Man.
I am horny.
George W. Bush. Yeah. Woo.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? You took almost all the component parts there, and they weren't great parts, but you made something truly beautiful out of it. The only way you could have improved it is if it was in black and white. That was the only, my only slight criticism was. But I think I'm going to give you. I think I'll give you 5 points each there. Absolutely fantastic. The full 10. Producer Emma, using whichever letters you want sewn together to make words. What has that done to the scores?
So we have. I've got to do some maths. Sorry. The audience still has one.
Yeah. Congratulations, the audience.
Well done, guys. Ben and Helen have 24.
Woo! Yeah, Ben and Helen!
Strong score.
And Tom and Nina have 31 and a half.
Whoa! Well, in the next round, there is only one letter that matters. It's the letter of the law. It's Beef Brothers!
Yay! If you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Bill, who is in the audience. Bill, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing? Now, Bill writes...
Surname isn't Clinton, is it?
Bill writes, I did have sexual relations. Oh!
What
What a scoop!
What a scoop! It's right here. So Bill writes, ever since the storm... Is this a QAnon thing? ever since the storm, brackets, the fences blew away, neighbours have been encroaching on my garden. Well, this next line is a little contentious. Using my son to dry their clothes. How tall was the fence?
How old your son?
Using my son to dry their clothes. My land to have their barbecues. How do I get my space back? That comes from Bill. Now, I'm going to tell you, before you ask any questions of Bill, we're going to give him a cross-examination in a second. But Ben and Helen, you are on Bill's side, okay?
I am, yeah. Mm.
Tom and Nina, you are on the side of the neighbours.
Oh, good.
Yes. But before all of that, let's have that cross-examination. Does anyone from either side have any questions for Bill? Fenceless Bill.
How well do you know your neighbours, Bill?
I know them pretty well. I don't know their names, but we... Yeah.
You've not bothered to learn their names?
Well, I've received their post, so I know one of their names.
Oh, so... Wait a second. Have you got their post box and they've got your card?
It was a hell of a storm, it really was.
Do you live in the same house?
What are they hanging their clothes on in your garden?
They're kind of, you know, the clothes, the airers from their house that they take outside and then pop it in my space.
Yeah, that's... Come on now.
Quick question. Do you use the garden to dry your clothes normally?
I do. I've got my own line.
Fucking yep. Sick.
Yeah.
And sorry, when they're drying their clothes in your space...
In my son, yes.
Oh my God, I'm in love. Like, fucking alpha in the room, finally.
It's, you know, absolutely correct. Absolutely right.
It's a fair cop. Is there room for you to dry your clothes and then to dry their clothes at the same time?
Well, if they put their clothes in my sunlight and then it might...
In the sunlight.
Let him speak.
It's objection, Your Honour.
Helen, on his side.
Carry on, Bill.
Sorry, overruled.
He's the judge of his own trial.
It's Judge Dredd.
It can sometimes block the rays on my
Oh, what yes. The fuck?
Yes. Yeah. So
that's some bullshit, Bill.
Mm. Thank you, Ben.
And is it what direction?
By the way, I've just looked at Nina's notes, and you've just drawn a funny face. Is that what you imagine Bill looks like?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay, go on. What was your question?
Sorry, I should stop drawing. I was wondering, what direction is it? North, south, east, or west? I mean, do you get a turn in the evening to shadow his garden? Or does it not work that way?
I didn't say it was a man. But...
He's so hot.
I might have done, to be fair.
This
that
is
was
crazy.
Is it a man?
It's a man and a woman. So it's okay. I know the lady's name, Jodie.
Okay. So, oh, you know the lady's
we've
name.
We've got a name.
I do. So I get the sun in the morning, and then they don't really get much sun. I'm not hogging it, but it is. They don't get a lot of it. So they've had to.
Just a quirk of the place they happen to rent or buy.
Exactly. Okay. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault where the sun is placed at any point during
Objection,
the
Your Honour. Bill's really boring me.
Overruled.
But nice try, though. Any further questions for our friend Bill here?
No, I just, yeah. Bill, do you want to take my minute?
It's a much better job.
I'd also be fine with that, Bill.
Do you own the garden, Bill?
Yes.
That famous poker face comes back into play. Okay.
Why don't you put your fence back up, Bill?
They own the fence.
Oh!
plot twist!
Game, set, and match!
Oh my god. Fucking M. Night Shyamalan over there. Look at that! They own the fence!
They own the fence!
The defence rests, Your Honour. No further questions.
That's how it works.
Okay. It is, that is how it works. It's a tricky thing. You never really know. Okay, here we go. So hopefully that is enough information. It should be.
I don't understand the game. I need a quick refresh.
I think we fight. I think we like... Yeah.
That's right.
And I fight on behalf of Bill.
Yeah, that's right.
One at a time.
And you fight on behalf of Jode, some bitch called Jodie.
Helen is Helen offers herself even. As tribute. And yeah. You fire an arrow into the sky. Okay, so the way it's going to work is you get a minute each to make your cases. Okay, but Helen's going to go first because you are, of course, you're the opening prosecution. So without further ado, I call upon Helen Bauer to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Bill's a fucking legend and we should all fucking respect him for that. To quote The Lion King. One day, Simba, everything the light touches. Will be yours. But Mufasa, father, what about the Shadowlands?
You must never go there.
Did Bill go there? He didn't. He chose the light. He chose the house with the light in the garden. And he had it until fucking Jodie and her fucking Peter shit partner came along, allowed a fence to be ripped down. I don't even know if I've decided whether the storm's their fault or not, yet to be proven. Bad vibes from her, Mother Nature and all that. Bill was an innocent bystander. Put the fence back up, let him have his light. He owns it, he is Simba. Fucking give him the fucking prize.
Love it. Really strong. Really strong work there from Helen Bauer, opening the case for the prosecution. Now, you're right?
I'm a nervous wreck, I've lost an earring.
A real sense of panic coming from the... Are you okay? Do you want to go? Do you want to?
I'll get the earring later.
Okay, no, sure. All right.
It's not now, my turn, is it?
Can that be taken into? Can the jury take that into account that Nina is doing this one earring down? Okay.
Lopsided.
It's a court earring.
Tom, if you'd caught it, we wouldn't be in this trouble. All right. Your minute to begin the case for the defence begins. Now.
My minute.
Your minute.
And I say,
put
hang
down the scrabble
on
tiles.
Washing in the way of his son and prevent him from getting skin cancer from the sun.
I say
a good deed was done that day when sun was shaded from his garden. I say it was your fence in the first place. You're the one... they're the ones who's suffering. They lost a fence that's traumatizing for them. Therefore, they can hang their fucking washing where they want. And you're lucky they don't have a bad dog.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. The old bad dog defense. Oh. Yeah. It's a legal loophole, but one I love to see. You are lucky. I don't have a bad dog. Bill, how do you think it's going so far?
Yeah, it's all right. I did actually have skin cancer as well.
Oh, God. So
twist upon twist upon twist.
I know.
Who are you, chubby checker?
Yeah. It's all right. I'm in remission. It's all good, guys. It's all good.
Yay, Bill's in remission. Yay!
Can that not affect the jury's decision, though? Can that bit be stricken from the record?
Well, he's in remission.
Yeah.
I bet Jodie gave him the skin cancer in the first place.
Well, we're glad to know you're better, Bill. Now. To conclude the case for the prosecution, Ben Clark. Hello, mate.
Hello, Bob.
Ben, I've got to ask you. What's up?
Clark, have you just lost an earring?
Is he having a panic attack?
I think I have a little bit. Yeah,
Marky, it's going to be okay. You've got a minute.
Okay.
You've done it before.
Okay.
doing this now for 11 years. You can do it again, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You've never done it well.
No.
But you've been doing it for 11 years.
Can
right?
I have 1 second with him?
You can have 1 second. Of course you can.
Oh, okay. But this means a lot to Bill, and he's had fucking cancer, so be respectful. Just actually step it up and give it an A for effort, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a good call.
You're welcome.
In other good news, Nina's got her earring back as well. So.
Yay! Weirdly, the earring's in remission.
Yeah, a bigger cheer for that than the remission, guys. So. You know, don't be dazzled by the fame, all right? Bill's a human being. Okay, Clarky, you've got a minute, and it begins now.
Gotta be honest, all the talk of cancer right before I started.
Oh, yeah,
well, throw me a little
it
bit.
It worked great, it worked great, no.
But don't worry, I won't talk about cancer once during my 1 minute.
50 seconds left.
The thing is, we can't just start roaming around willy-nilly, can we? Popping over onto other people's. You see, again, now that's, I say it does sound quite Brexity.
It does sound Brexity, yeah. Stronger borders, is that what you're after?
You know what? Build a wall. Absolutely.
Oh my fucking God!
No, I know! The Great Wall of China was a great wall. This is a problem so big. We're going to have to solve it from space.
You've got 5 seconds left, Clarky. I would use it silently if I were you.
The fence rests.
So, you're the prosecution, by the way. Tom.
I don't play to win, Helen. I play to have fun. Stop looking at me like
that. You made
that.
A fucking cunt of yourself, man. Sorry, he did. Embarrassing. Don't be sorry to me, be sorry to Bill. That's bad.
Tom Parry, sorry, are you going to be doing this as yourself? You're concluding for the defence, by the way. Are you doing it as yourself or what's
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want an earring?
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing your minute should you need it begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you're probably as confused as I am listening to them there lawyers there from the big city with their loud words and aggressive ways. Them city folk ain't like us round here. Hell, I recognize you from the bakery. Pot of jam, brown bread. Ladle of milk. That's lunch, Your Honor. Hell, that's the way we live around here. Hell, community folk. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. Ladle of milk. Don't mind if I doodly-do. Hearing old Bill over there talking about his predicament sure reminded me of when I was a young lad, fresh out of law school, 14 years old. Walking home from school one day next to old Farmer Lad's place. That's right. You'll probably remember Farmer Lad. 8 years old he was. 3 years out of farming school. Well, and he owned acres and acres. Well, looking over Farmer Lad's fence there, I did see the cutest pig I ever did saw. And I thought to myself, I sure do want to take that pig on a walk. Can't beat taking no pig on no walk. April afternoon, sun low in the sky. Pig for a walk. Asked myself a philosophical question. Is this Farmer Lad's pig? Is it my pig? Can you take a pig for a walk? Where would we go? What would we see? Trees? Remembered something my mama once told me. This land is our land. This fence, we don't know whose fence that is. We know it's our land. Me and that pig, we walked till dawn. Saw all the trees in the county. Then I ate it for breakfast.
3 years in jail, theft of livestock. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Wow. Now,
lovely to see George W. Bush back.
Yeah, it was amazing to see W back. Yeah. Now, I can't make the decision myself. I've seen too many biased memes. So instead, I'm going to call... upon our live Phoenix audience to make the call. So if you think Helen and Ben, and therefore Bill, is in the right... Yep. I would like you to applaud now. Woo! Strong applause there. Yeah! You can feel that, can't you? You can really feel it. Palpable. But yeah, if you think that Nina and Fanshawe made the best case, please applaud now.
Yeah. I mean...
That is what we call an open and close shut beefcase.
Can't go up against remission. You just can't go up against remission.
Some balls are unplayable.
Yeah.
So, big thanks to Bill, everybody. Bill, fantastic. Yeah! Bill, how do you feel about the result? Are you happy about the result?
It's great. I love it when borders are respected.
Other bookshops are available. So, there is no time to waste. We're going to waste it anyway, though. It's the quick fire round jingle. Here we go.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always quite amusing that it has a long introduction. Ooh, it's fucking funny. It has a long introduction. When the round is really quick, by its very definition, a quick fire round should go quickly. The Collins Dictionary says quickfire itself is an adjective.
Well, I wish I knew what that was.
It says speech or action.
Oh my god.
That's very fast and has no pauses.
And they listen to this every week.
Yeah.
And yet this introduction isn't very fast. And it often has pauses in it, like this one.
Ooh, it's only a pause for you.
Or this one. There's other examples of things that quickfire could be. It says, for example, a single shot or several shots fired at a rapid rate. This introduction is not either. There will be no shots fired unless you're counting the witty interjections.
Hello.
Of my partner in crime, Ben Clark, here comes a witty interjection.
It's that was
another
good
classic. Perfect from time. Ben. Anyway, we go, let's do this. It's time to get straight back into the quick fire round.
Yeah! Always a good call to start wrapping up the jingle when the audience starts throwing glass, I think. We can read the signs. We've been doing this a long time.
The Blues Brothers.
Yes, this is the quickfire round. And as our show is all about gyms, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, the answer to which get increasingly heavier in weights, not therapy. I'm not going to start asking about how much affection you were shown as a child. As you're answering,
it's not Com-Com Pod.
It's not good.
Oh my god, I just did that.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Can I ask, are you happy?
Oh my god, I did. I was like, no.
Is that not obvious?
For an hour. Devastated I was. Carry on.
Anyway, as you're answering each question, I'd like to imagine you are lifting that item and make the corresponding grunt, okay? I'm going to deduct points if the noise has become too sexual, and I will award 10 bonus points for anybody who pops a hernia. Tom Parry, I'm looking at you.
Here we go.
I've already done it.
Instead of
you were there for Bicletta, weren't you?
Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to grunt your first names. Ben and Helen, let's hear yours.
Helen.
Oh, good. Tom and Nina.
Nina.
Love it. Off we go. What does a chicken lay?
Ben.
Helen.
Eggs.
Oh. What is often called the good book?
Tom.
Tom.
The Firm by John Grisham.
Yes. Very good book. Very good book. Bonus point. A wall. Can't believe I'm asking this question again. A wall is traditionally made up of these.
Ben. Bricks.
What is sometimes referred to as the goggle box or the boob tube?
Tom.
Nina.
Tom.
Oh, yeah, go on, Nina.
Television.
Was that you lifting something off Felicity Kendall? Because it was very good. In 2002, John Darwin faked his own death.
Tom.
Tom.
Canoe?
Complete the title of this book.
It's a canoe question. Yes.
You ever lifted a canoe, mate?
Yeah.
You're asking yourself why.
You're looking underneath, see if John's there. Complete the title of this book: The Lion, the What, and the Wardrobe.
Ben.
You're
right, the Witch.
Complete the title of this book: The Lion, the Witch, and the What.
Ben.
I think it was just Tom first.
Wardrobe!
Complete the title of this book.
Tom.
Lion! It's actually the what who came to tea. It's Tiger is the answer. So close, though. So close. She tried to write it as a sequel. They said, you're just retreading old ground, Kerr. You're retreading old ground. Vauxhall, Ford, and Toyota are all manufacturers of what?
Ben.
And he's done it. It's over his head. Wow, amazing. Evel Knievel was famed for jumping over 14 of
Tom.
What, Tom? Go on. You may need to limber up for this one. Make sure you're stretched. You're not going to believe this. They were just single deckers, mate.
Oh! No!
You strained yourself far too far.
The hernia was in vain. The second deck was full of lions.
Speaking of in vain, that thing on the side of your head's going to burst in a second as well. Jesus Christ, mate. It's tickling my nose. Right. What's the largest mammal in the world?
Bone.
Yes.
Bone's Ben's new character.
Bone Clark is what we call him in Edinburgh. Don't go in Brooks Bar. Boney's up there.
Old Boney's up there.
Old Boney's up there. Go on, Boney.
You
did it like a wrestling commentator. And who's in the red corner?
The red white face.
What an episode of Game of Thrones that was. Name the show about a misanthropic medical genius played by Hugh Laurie.
Tom.
Okay, here's the last one, Tom, so really go for it, mate.
God.
I've got a Grey's Anatomy. No, House is correct. That is the end of the round. Oh. At the end.
Oh, my God.
The end of the game. So, before we find out the final scores, Nina and Helen, have you got anything to plug? Nina, you have a podcast?
I have a podcast called Richard and Greta.
Richard and Greta, yes.
Richard and Greta. And it's a very filthy and very wholesome.
Hard to pull off that. It's a tricky one to tie.
Yeah.
And you're on tour as well, are you?
I'm on tour with the dating show. Yeah, I'm going to take it to Edinburgh.
Fantastic. Woo! So we can see you in Edinburgh.
Yes.
Helen, you also have a podcast.
I also have a podcast.
Trusty
it's
Hogs.
It's called Trusty Hogs, and it's basically me just talking about Bill for like 2 hours. with comedian Catherine Bohart. And I'm also going to Edinburgh and on tour.
Yeah.
Yay! With a show called Madam Good Tip, which is a terrible choice.
It's a good title, man.
Thank you, but I don't tickets. Get it out. Did you?
Oh, no, of course.
Oh, yeah, no, me neither.
Of course I haven't. Of course I haven't. Thanks to all of you guys for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast. We'll just tweet, recommend the podcast to all your friends. So this is the moment of truth.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, is there a prize though?
Is there a prize? Would you like there to be a prize?
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't won.
The man in the audience. No, because we won the Lion King round.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing about that. That's worth 1 point.
Yeah, we keep talking about changing that, but we haven't.
We've never changed it.
No.
We're fucking kidding.
We could change it now.
Yeah, change it now.
Okay. It's worth 1.5.
Seems fair.
There's a nasty side to you.
There is a nasty side to me.
Nasty side.
I've got no good tits.
You've got two, mate. We're right here.
Okay, Caution. Talk us through it.
Can you do it as if you're lifting the points?
The audience have won. Hey! Just the 1 point, not they haven't won.
What a twist.
That half a point really made all the difference. Ben and
Did
Helen.
It?
No.
By the way, how many times have we used the same format of thing? We say a thing, Helen goes, really? And again, no. It's really unfair. It's really, really unfair.
I hate my life.
Okay, so go on. The audience have won. Let's have a look at the scores.
Ben and Bellen.
Yeah, sure.
Ben Bellen. And Helen have 30.5.
Oh. Yes!
Strong.
Bellen, yes!
Bellen.
Tom and Nina, 36.5.
Oh! So Ben and Helen are setting up the home gym whilst Tom and Nina are working up a sweat with me, thanks to our guests Helen Bauer and Nina Conti. Special guests, Nina Conti and Helen Bauer. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham and Andrew Warby. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone at Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came down to the show today, and to you all at home for listening. Pappy's Flash Air Slam, that is a Secret News production, Baycast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
I really enjoyed that episode.
I thought it was wonderful.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
No one's arguing with you on that, Tom.
I enjoyed my own episode.
Problems with how you start the year, but no arguments that was a fun episode.
I enjoyed it. Take me away. Lock me up.
That is your right, man. It's your right to enjoy it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Like I say, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare to join the Patreon. It really is a great old time we have over there. In fact, here is a little bit of what you might be getting if you join the Patreon.
I was sleeping from Ben via puppiesflatshare@gmail.com. Get in touch, guys. Hi, Matthew, yes, Ben, Emma, and Tom. In the latest pop round, you were talking about drinking too much and oversleeping, and it made this memory pop into mind. One Saturday night, some friends came over for some drinks before they would go into town. I had work in the morning, so I decided to be very sensible and not drink anything. But once they were there and the banter was flowing, I decided it'd be fun to run to the shop and come back with 4 cans of high-strength lager, a Ranjaboom imported extra strong, Skull Super, Special Brew, and Carlsberg Elephant.
By the way, can I just say that, talk about that escalated quickly, I'll have a night off the booze, and then a second later you buy this kind of Special Brew. Jesus Christ.
Great.
great.
Ben, you went absolute maverick.
You hound.
Yeah.
Well, I went through a... I think, did we go through a bit of Clarkie? A bit of a specky brew? Yeah. We had on a couple of particularly thrifty house parties where yeah. we didn't have that much money, so we were like, try and maximise
how drunk we could get.
It
happened a little bit in my student house as well. We had a little... We used to sing the Lamb Chop song, do the specky brew.
This is exactly,
Separate the speck from the brew.
Yeah, you brought that back to uni.
It was a sweet, soupy, it's a soupy effort, isn't it?
We had one night where we were doing the specky brew challenge, which for some reason was down a can of it and then eat a donut.
that's got real energy to it, hasn't it?
We deliberately did it all like next to a sink, so we had somewhere to be sick. Yeah.
The sad thing about that is it does sound that sounds like a kind of, you know, you picture kind of like a rugby team kind of effort of like, but it was just me and Ben.
I didn't picture anything else, Tom. I didn't picture anything else.
We're the only two people doing the special brew challenge.
Hey, guys, are you watching?
It's all good stuff. Did you hear that? It's good stuff. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
right. Take me away. I enjoyed it. Lock me up. Throw away the key.
Take me away to some other land.
Send me down.
Right.
But yeah, look, on a serious note, if you in previous years have enjoyed our podcast for free, this year, why not start it differently by hopping on the Patreon and supporting us? We can't really do this, the amount that we put out, without the support of the Patreon. It'd be lovely if you hopped on board and gave us some support. You also get a hell of a lot back. Extra episodes every week, like you've just heard, and a whole load of bonus stuff as well. So why not just for this year? At the start of this year,
his resolution
about hopping onto the Patreon.
Great idea.
Right, lovely ep.
Lovely ep.
Lovely
as ep. Ever.
Lovely guys.
It was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Ah, cheers, everyone.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Keep that noise going. Get on your feet. Woo! Let's have a great big welcome for the Patreon Neighborhood Watch Roll Call. Okay.
Woo-hoo. Baby.
Now, just a few announcements before we get underway. No. Listen, man, there is some brown acid going around. Listen, man, if you can get hold of that stuff, bring it to the stage. That's my only announcement. You know what I'm saying, everyone? All right. No, but seriously, don't go near that stuff. And we've got a great band for you coming up later today. Let me tell you something. When I listened to them, I really had to hit the brake. Man, a wonderful performer. You're gonna love her. Her name is Rach, man.
Woo!
Okay.
Rach, yeah. Listen, everybody, there's some green acid going around. And let me tell you, if you.
Get off this thing!
Oh, no. Seems fair, baby, seems fair. Seems like I'm only doing what the last guy did. Where's the originality of this festival, baby? Let me tell you, there's some green acid, boy. And it's going around the campsite at the moment. And if you can grab a hold of that, let me tell you, drink it down, because that's good stuff. And I got it from my main man, Fuff.
I'm gonna fucking kill you, man!
Okay, man, hey, that's not the vibe here, guys.
Chill
please.
Out,
we're just trying to have a good time.
Who let the guy with the machete in? Let's just... Oh, my God. He told me it was for whittling, and now I see that knife. It's way too big.
I didn't realize he was going to be whittling people, man.
He's whittled down the numbers of the people at the festival.
Okay, guys, just to let you know, there's some yellow crack going around.
Yellow crack, baby.
There's a bit of yellow crack going around.
Maybe, well,
it's good shit.
Yellow crack, you know, it's the hygiene at these festivals is pretty bad, so pack some wet wipes,
baby. I can't say I took a bite.
If you got a yellow crack, you're doing it wrong, man. You got it all back to front, twisted upside down, man.
Machete guys chilled out.
Man! Oh my God. Okay, you're gonna have to take off that hockey mask, man. We can't hear
that's
you.
That's fucking Bane over there. What's going on?
No hockey masks, man. No hockey masks.
No hockey masks. We've got a bad batch of hockey masks going around. They will make you kill people. Okay, we got some yellow crack. I took a bunch last night, and it did make all of my hair fall out. But it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. So just to let you know, yellow crack equals hair loss. Next up is my good friend Ross.
Ross, yeah!
I love you, Ross.
Well, hey man, this is going great so far, man.
Well, I've got something to say.
Barry's got lost. Well, Barry's got lost within his three characters.
This is great, man. Where everybody's having fun, man. Yeah, great. Okay, please remember to leave a donation on the door on the way out, man.
Yeah, man.
This stuff ain't, this, putting this festival on ain't cheap, you know. We say free love, but we're in the hole, man.
We're in the K-hole, man.
I rang my missus last night, man, and she said they came and took the family estate, man. That's right. My old mobile's gone. They just took it away, man. So if you can help the festival,
the family estate was
help the festival,
car.
Man. Look, listen, man. I need a bit of help financially. I think you're gonna want to give it once you've seen the wonderful work of Ian Ferguson. Give it up, everyone.
Oh my God, I got a call from my old lady last night. You're not gonna believe it. She called me up and she said, oh, they've taken the Reno Espace. I couldn't. The family Espace is gone, and I didn't know which way to turn, you know. I didn't know whether to look up.
It's a great family vehicle!
Thank you, man. Please put the machete down. You're scaring some of the kids. Listen, I didn't know whether to look up. I didn't know whether to look down. I didn't know whether to look sideways. So I had to look at my friend, Jamie McCarthy.
Oh, man. You're not going to believe
what's
this.
What's that, man?
Somebody whittled what's down my... What's that, man? Someone whittled down my family estate.
Oh no.
They whittled it down to a hatchback, man.
Oh, no, man.
I can't get my tent in the back.
Bummer, man.
Oh,
that's a bummer,
bro.
Man.
I'm going to have to walk all the way home, and I've only got one sentinel.
Oh, no.
It's a good job. It's a good job.
Leave you, piggyback, man.
It's a good job. I got my friend to help. Joe Randall.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everybody, man. We've had the time of our lives. Yes, man. Yeah,
can
man.
Can I just say this has been the best Tory Party conference I've ever been to.
Honestly, man. We're going. We're staying in power, baby. Enjoy Brighton tonight. That concludes today's Patreon.
Peace out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.